What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, glad you're back with us. A few minutes after 8 on your Wednesday morning, and it is the 9th day of July, if you can believe it. The rain, it looks like, even though it's cloudy out there this morning, we're largely out of that rain problem that we had yesterday. That is a good thing. That's good news, particularly for Sue Thomas, who's keeping an eye on your traffic out there this morning, and hopefully we will not have any big problems with that for the remainder of the day. We'll see about that for sure. Anyway, we got lots going on. Listen, if you missed our interview last hour with Kim Byzantine, she's a member of that Coldwater Creek group. They just got the compensation fund approved in the big, beautiful bill for people in the St. Louis area affected by radiation. If your family lived in like 20 different zip codes that were affected by this near Coldwater Creek and near Weldon Spring, those areas, you might be eligible for compensation under this. And it's people have been fighting this battle for many, many years. And why it took so long to get here, I'm not quite sure. But to go back and listen to our interview with Kim, she even explains how you can apply for that compensation. That was at about 7:35. She can hit the rewind on the Odyssey app or go back and pick up the podcast. We podcast every segment for you here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, and we make it as easy for you as we can. So anywhere you can go, 971talk.com, or wherever you normally get your podcasts, you'll be able to find it there. We appreciate that. In here along with Kim Sainage and Ethan Bright right now, and we still got lots to get to. We're trying to get you an update from Alexis McAdams. You know, that shooting attempt on President Trump was 1 year ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. She's been reporting on the ground up there for Fox this morning. We're trying to get you an update on that investigation. That's kind of what they're looking into this morning. And what in the world has taken so long? What do we know now that we didn't know then? It seems like there's so many questions that still haven't been answered about that kid getting on that roof and all that stuff.
I just want to know now if the Secret Service has had additional training on how to go up on a sloped roof.
My guess is that's probably been integrated as part of their training.
Like a Saturday workshop. Yeah. We're all going to practice going up on the sloped roof. Billy, it's your turn.
My favorite meme after that was the video of that cow walking on that roof. If a cow can do it, there's a good chance you can do it.
Roofers
as well.
Do it all the time.
I know. Much steeper roofs.
They're Secret Service. Come on.
Yeah.
You can do this.
That was a weak excuse. Thank goodness that lady's gone. The former director of the Secret Service, for sure. We've also got Taylor Riggs coming up for you here shortly because she's with Fox Business. We try to get her on, she or Charles Payne, every Wednesday morning to talk about what's going on in the markets. The president just confirming that he's done playing. He's secured a few big deals so far, I believe Vietnam and maybe India and China, a few other big deals on the tariffs. still waiting on the EU to make it and a bunch of other countries. And he's finally just said, okay, here's the deal. August 1st, these tariffs are going back into effect. So this is your, what, 2.5 week warning, 3 week warning almost. And then that's going to happen. So if you've been sitting on the fence thinking I was bluffing, take a look at what happened in Iran. I warn you about what's going to happen, and then I do it. And if you don't believe me, just stick around. I won't use the FAFO reference because we're on broadcast radio. But that's pretty much what they hopefully have learned about Donald Trump at this point. So we'll get you an update on that. Right now, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Virtually everything he said was untrue. So the question is, does any of this trick the wire to perjury? They're very careful in how they word this. Comey is very careful to say that there wasn't basically malicious intent, not right. That there weren't mistakes.
Yeah, how about that? I think Jonathan Turley's onto something there, and they're going to get James Comey and maybe Brennan in front of the DOJ to ask them some hard questions about what they knew about the Steele dossier. And if they knew it was fake, why did they keep pushing it? Was it pure politics?
No, not
for CNN.
Go ahead.
The president yesterday in his cabinet meeting just shut down Caitlin Collins from CNN. No, wasn't even taking that question. Move on.
Do you support Mamdani's candidacy as the Democratic nominee for mayor of New York?
Absolutely, I do. I support Democratic nominees.
Yeah, that's the kingmaker there. Remember him, James Clyburn, the reason Joe Biden got elected president? He's the guy. He's the reason. And now he's supporting a communist for mayor of New York City for no other reason than the fact that, guess what? He's the Democrat, and I'm supporting him no matter what.
It sounds more like they want to put down a rabid dog than that they have a political disagreement. And this is where extreme talk leads.
Yep, that's Chris Cuomo yesterday. I mean, he's no friend of Donald Trump. He's no friend of the right, for sure. He was on CNN for many years. I think he now operates News Nation. And he was talking about the debate. Is there really a debate over whether or not the rhetoric of the left is leading to violence in this country? Violence against ICE. You had an ambush set up against ICE the other day. There's very little doubt that the left thrives on conflict and chaos. They do. If you listen to the likes of Claire McCaskill, it is Donald Trump that is causing all the chaos in this country. Go to cut number one there for us, Ethan.
So on every front, from alienating our friends to not getting peace in Ukraine, to not getting peace in Gaza and Israel, this is not a president who has brought calm to the world. He's just brought freaking chaos to the world.
I think Claire preferred it when we had a dunce in the White House, when we had somebody who stumbled around and went where Jill or the other handlers told him to go and answered questions with pre-filled out lines in front of him. They preferred that. They wanted somebody who could be manipulated. Donald Trump can't be manipulated by the left, by the lobbyists. He's not being manipulated by them. And he's very effective. That frightens people like Claire McCaskill, because she needs the status quo to continue to exist. But she's making plenty of money now as a commentator there on MSDNC. Listen to the rest of how Cuomo described this. He's talking about people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and others.
They and others on the left fringe have ratcheted up the hatred for Trump and his administration and ICE and DOGE. And you know it. It's not just that they're bad policy, that they're bad moves, that they're bad appointments. It's that they're bad people, that they are immoral, that they are evil, that they deserve bad things to happen to them. It sounds more like they want to put down a rabid dog than that they have a political disagreement. And this is where extreme talk leads.
Yeah, he's right. It's personal. It's not about the individual policy or incident. It's about the fact that they hate Trump and they're going to jump on that bandwagon every single time they can, and it leads to violence. We've seen plenty of evidence of that, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll see if we get Alexis McAdams with more on that Butler, Pennsylvania shooting of President Trump 1 year ago. And also Taylor Riggs still ahead from the Big Money Show. We've got more talk of tariffs. What's it going to do to the market?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be back.
We've seen an explosion of anti-Semitism in this country, Charlie, right? Anti-Jewish acts of harassment, vandalism, and violence have skyrocketed. Last year was the worst year we've ever tracked at ADL. And yet somehow these teachers think the answer is to isolate Jewish students, to intimidate other Jewish educators, and to target the oldest organization in the country fighting anti-Semitism.
Yeah, can you believe that? We talked about this last hour with Genevieve Wood, but I wanted to play that. The guy is with the ADL. Let's see, what's his name? Jonathan Greenblatt is with the Anti-Defamation League. Started many years ago to call out anti-Semitism in this country, which is at record levels. I've never seen anything like it, even among people on the right. Right? Even among people who are traditionally supporters of Israel, you've got some real anti-Semites out there. You do. The people are down hard on Israel right now. You know, the interesting thing, I think, about that is that Benjamin Netanyahu was in the country this week. So Greenblatt, if you missed the story earlier, the NEA has decided to cut all ties with the Anti-Defamation League. They would rather not deal with somebody connected to Israel to help. They're not even worried about anti-Semitism. The ADL has always consulted with the NEA on teaching about the Holocaust. Well, we just had another Holocaust-type event on October 7th, a couple years ago. And Israel's still in the middle of fighting that with Hamas, but now suddenly they're on the enemy's side. They've got to embrace the Hamas group, and because it's unfair what Israel is doing with them. Are you kidding me? Now, here's something I thought was interesting. This morning, Benjamin Netanyahu was on with Maria Bartiromo on Fox, and he made a very good point here about that what people seem to expect from Israel, and he also made a good point that it's still his intention to get every hostage back that's alive. They've gotten 200 and some back. I think there are 20 or 30 more they know are still alive, and then there's some that they know are deceased. I think it's 20 are alive, 30 are deceased, something like that. They want to get every single one of them back. But the thought of leaving Hamas in place is not an option. Just like you've heard the phrase, failure is not an option. Leaving a terrorist organization with any power in Gaza, right next door to Israel, is no longer an option. And I love the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is a real prize for Israel. There are people over there that don't like him. He's there to protect Israel. That's his number one goal, is making Israel's priority to exist number one. And anybody that wants to undermine that does not have Israel's best interest in mind. Benjamin Netanyahu does. Listen.
The picture, too, because we're not going to keep these. You know, it's like keeping the Nazi SS. They're actually as bad, in some cases worse than the Nazis. They're not going to be there. So we get our hostages out. We're going to take out Hamas. And we're going to make sure that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel or to anyone else.
Good for you. I love the fact that he's just saying that up front. The status quo is not, it's not acceptable. He believes that there's still a chance for a ceasefire. And you got to hope, I mean, hopefully like Iran, they see that they don't have many options here. And you need to come to the table and try to talk peace with us while there's still a chance, because what you have to do here is realize that Israel's not playing. Here he is again on the possibility of Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize. Listen.
Accords in which Israel made peace with four Arab states. We worked on this together.
The Abraham Accords.
Secretly for 3 years. And wham, in 1 month, we made four peace treaties, which is by itself should have given him the Nobel Prize already. But he's not stopping. I mean, he made peace between Rwanda and the Congo. That was a bloody conflict, and he just made that peace. He helped make the peace now between India and Pakistan. That could have been, what can I tell you, a global confrontation. And he's working now on peace on other fronts. And we're working together on exploiting the victory to make a lot of peace treaties in the Middle East. So if anyone deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, it's President Trump. And it's high time that he was given the accord that he deserves and that peace deserves. This is a real peace, Nobel Peace Prize, a real one, not a fake one, and a great one.
Yeah. Remember they gave Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize like before he even got elected, like he hadn't done anything, or he just got elected and they immediately gave him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Trump deserves it. He really does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If anybody deserves it, he deserves it. But they probably, the libs over there won't even consider it. Like they don't want to put him on the cover of Time or anything. They can't stand it. Hate, hate, hate. Coming up, we're going to get to Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show. We'll find out more about the threat of the tariffs in August and what they may be doing to the market.
Chair, would the Fed have cut more by now if it weren't for the tariffs?
So I think that's right. We're, in effect, we went on hold when we saw the size of the tariffs and essentially all inflation forecasts for the United States went up materially as a consequence of the tariffs. So we didn't overreact. In fact, we didn't react at all. We're simply taking some time. As long as the U.S. economy is in solid shape, we think the prudent thing to do is to wait and learn more and see.
Wow. Has one man ever been more wrong at one time? That's Jerome Powell, the Fed chair. We've got our friend Taylor Riggs on here with us from the Big Money Show this morning. Taylor, I've found that bite. It's about a week old, and since then, more good job numbers have come out, and making Jerome Powell look, in my opinion, even worse than he did before.
Yeah, so it was interesting. We spoke last Wednesday, and we had some pretty negative ADP numbers. Those are private job numbers. And I cautioned that there isn't a big correlation between those numbers and the jobs report, which then we got the next day. And you are right. The jobs report was much better than expected. It was 147,000. Most analysts were looking for like maybe 100,000. So, again, this is an economy that continues to be very resilient, even in the face of all the headwinds that we keep hearing about from the big PhDs and all the economists out there who are looking at their models. Frankly, consumers are still chugging along. So, look, the Fed is going to continue to blame more uncertainty around tariffs. Jay Powell has said we're going to wait until the fall, maybe because tariffs may show up in June, July, or August, even though I've been hearing since January that they're going to show up any day now. So we're going to sort of probably be on pat standby. But you know what? This is an economy that certainly is slowing, but not falling off the cliff at all. Consumers are really, and businesses, I have to say, navigating this very, very well. And yes, the stock market's back at record highs.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming there is a cut later on this year, do we have any way of anticipating what kind of a cut that would be? Because they haven't had one since last year. Like, would they try to make up for some of this time, or what do you think?
You know, I keep hearing the slow and steady wins the race, you know, so it would be about that normal average cut that you typically get, that 25 basis points. But remember, a lot of people remember 2 weeks before the election when they did the jumbo half point, not the quarter point. But most people I speak to say you could get a couple quarters point cuts at the end of the year. So look, this is a Fed that can control the short end of the curve. But we're really targeting, as Scott Bessent has said, further out on the curve, right? What's the 10-year doing? What's mortgage rates doing on the 30-year? The Fed doesn't control that as much. So this is going to be a market that kind of has to figure out where do we want the 10-year to be? Where do we want the 30-year to be? Because that's really what impacts the cost of living for many Americans.
Yeah, very true. We're talking to Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show on Fox Business. I have a question for you. I need an answer from somebody who's actually got a finance degree, and I know you do. Somebody told me this the other day, and I swear I was not. I don't know how this skipped. I missed this, but I missed it. That we still value the gold at Fort Knox at $43 an ounce. Taylor, how is that a thing?
I know. Okay, so you're throwing me a curveball. I will ask Larry Kudlow this question, because Larry Kudlow, as you know, he's going to be on my program at 1 p.m. today.
Okay.
He served during Trump 1.0. People, I was at him with a luncheon a few weeks ago, asked if he's going to be the next Fed chair. He says, no, I'm gainfully employed. Someone else is going to be the Fed chair. Larry Kudlow knows the answer to this. The short answer is, that is true. And I don't know. You had, I think, the Department of Defense, maybe Secretary Pete Hegseth, go there, check it out. That's very complicated. Larry absolutely would want it, probably would say, I don't want to speak for him, go back to the gold standard.
yeah.
Maybe value that more appropriately. What are we at, like 32-ish, 3,600 an ounce for gold, not $40?
Yes.
But that is a very complicated story. I will say what's interesting, you have central banks around the world buying gold. That's why the price is up so much. They're actually trying to diversify away from the dollar. So central banks and foreign institutions all across the globe have been massively buying gold. I think it's something to watch. Gold is typically an indicator of higher inflation on the horizon. It's been a hedge. So when gold goes up, you think, oh my gosh, we're hoarding gold because inflation's going up. But we haven't yet seen that. So some of it is just demand from central banks trying to get rid of the dollar and hold gold instead. Why don't I do my research and I get back to you next week?
That's fine. When I heard this, I'm thinking to myself, what impact would that have on our financial footing, on our bond rating, on everything, if that was valued at $2,900 an ounce instead of $43, because suddenly we've got almost $1 trillion sitting in Fort Knox, and that puts us on better financial footing.
It does, absolutely. And this is why I think people, and I'm included, some of this stuff goes over our head. This is why we get so frustrated with the spending in Washington, the trillions here, the trillions there. And unfortunately, I'm in New York City, and that's why some of people around me are voting for a socialist or a communist mayor. Because they don't understand. They just think money's free. Oh, we're just not valuing it properly, or this, or we'll print more money,
or we'll just
spend other people's money. And, that it's frustrating because I think it makes it harder for people to really understand the fiscal situation that we're really in.
So you're having Kudlow on in your 1 p.m. Eastern time hour, so at noon Central time?
Yes, okay. Exactly. And I will ask him all of your questions.
And I will be watching for that answer because I'm fascinated to know what Larry Kudlow thinks about that.
He's a very special individual.
Taylor, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure. Happy to be here.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Taylor Riggs there. She's so sweet. And I didn't mean to throw a curveball, but I figured somebody much smarter than me should be able to figure out what the answer is to that question.
Well, now it sounds like you will get an answer.
I hope so, from Larry Kudlow
today. Yeah,
from maybe the next Fed chairman.
We can play that tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. We will track that down for you and get you that answer from Larry Kudlow. To just the impact of it. That gold reserve would be worth billions. It would be worth hundreds of billions of dollars instead of what it's worth right now. If it was properly valued, why wouldn't we want that? But for some reason, we don't. And I fail to understand it. But we'll get you that answer, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. Also, one thing I didn't get to yesterday, and Kim just pointed out to me, was that interview Tucker Carlson did with the president of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy claims there was an attempt on his life, right?
He says that Israel had made an assassination attempt against him.
I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth, but we'll play part of that for you when we come back. Stay tuned.
There are some large number of Iranian nationals living in the United States. Some have said they are, quote, sleeper cells. They are terrorists who are acting at the command of your government. Would you right now make a statement to Iranian citizens living in the United States not to commit acts of violence in the United States?
You see, these things you're telling me, this is the first time I'm hearing them from you or from anybody. You know, the Iranians are known for their knowledge, for their science, for their courtesy, for being civilized. Have you seen otherwise from them, any other kind of behavior from them?
Tucker Carlson, part of his interview with the president of Iran. I'm not quite sure why he didn't have the Ayatollah Khomeini on there, but that was Masoud Pezeshkian. Am I pronouncing that right?
Sure.
Pezeshkian?
Yeah.
Who's the president. sounds good to me.
It works for me.
Yeah. I don't know why we should believe anything that comes out of this guy's mouth. He also claimed in a separate bite that they have never tried to build a nuclear bomb, mm-hmm. even though they had 60% enriched uranium just a few degrees away from what you would need to make a nuclear bomb. And we know that for sure. It's not a WMD question. We know that for sure. And they would love nothing else than to turn Israel into a piece of glass.
He's trying to say that he's open to peace talks with the United States, and it's just all about having a dialogue with Trump. And he also tried to say that the videos that many of us have seen on social media of Iranians, you know, chanting death to America, he says, don't you worry. They don't mean death to Americans. They don't mean death to the country, America. They just mean death to violence and death to... He's just rambling and rattling off random things that he says it actually means.
Did you hear any criticism of Tucker for doing that interview?
Oh, 100%. People were saying it was tone deaf because...
Who?
No, I mean, I saw conservatives were saying that, too. I saw it from both sides,
did
but
you
people
see it?
Were really dumb.
Because remember when he interviewed the Russian president,
Vladimir Putin?
Putin,
yeah.
Was that during the campaign, maybe, when he did that last year?
Yeah, I remember that
when
interview.
Biden was still president, I think, and he was criticized for being a mouthpiece for Putin.
Here's the thing. I don't blame him as a journalist trying to go get this interview because he knows it's big. He knows it's going to get headlines. There's interest. I'm interested. I watched most of it yesterday, and it's like a 30-minute interview. He also talked when he was explaining why he went about getting this interview. He said, look, I think it's up to the American people to be able to decide whether or not they want to believe the Iranian president. You know, I'm not here to make that decision for you. I'm here to ask the question. I get that. But then he also went on to say, you know, but I did not ask the question, did the bombing that the United States do of your nuclear facilities, did that completely destroy them? Because he said he knew he wouldn't answer truthfully anyway. Why not at least ask the question? Because all the other questions that you asked about, like, do you really want death to America? You know he's not going to answer that truthfully.
And his answer to that was basically, no, we didn't mean that.
Which is a lie. I mean, so why not ask that question, too, and let Americans then decide whether or not we believe him? There was a little bit of weirdness in all that. But again, I understand the frustration from people about why he did this, but I can't necessarily blame him for going after the interview. What do you think?
I guess I don't blame him. I think he did it for the headline aspect of it. But he was also hypercritical of us bombing Iran.
Well, yeah, he's kind of anti-Israel now.
I know. And that's the thing about it that, if anything, that bothered me a little bit about it. But back to what the guy, you can't believe a word that comes out of, not Tucker, the Iranian president. Mm-hmm. Now, like if somebody pulls a prank on me and I say, I'm going to kill you, right? I don't literally mean I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you for that. I'm not going to really kill you. It's just a phrase. But when you chant death to America with thousands of people in the square in Iran somewhere, and death to Israel, you know they mean what they're saying. They're not just playing around.
Did he say that Iranians are not known for their violence?
He did say that.
I'm sorry. You're the number one terrorist state. I think you are.
Tucker asked him.
What a joke.
A lot of people are concerned that you had a lot of folks, a large number of Iranians coming in here to commit violence. And the guy said, I don't know anything about that.
First time I've heard of
that. We're a peaceful people.
Yeah, we sing Kumbaya and we hold hands. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Good luck to you on that. By the way, tune in tomorrow. We'll have that answer on the gold and why it's valued so low. We're gonna get it straight from Larry Kudlow because Taylor has promised to ask him that on the Big Money Show today. And I'm going to have that bite for you right here tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. We'll get the Kilmeade Show in here next. I think Brian's back today. I can't swear to that. I believe he'll be on. Then, of course, Annie and Mark this afternoon, Kim and Ethan and Sue, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.